Action. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, former President Donald Trump is taking his presidential campaign to the Jersey Shore this weekend. Wildwood Mayor Ernie Traiano says Trump will hold a rally Saturday on the beach at a site with an estimated capacity of over 20,000.
But it does mean a lot to our community because it brings in all the additional people and the businesses get an earlier shot than normal with a larger crowd. So it's an economic boom for us.
The campaign has put up $54,000 to cover security costs. Trump is expected to speak at 5 p.m. with access to the ticketed event opening at noon. In 2020, Trump was in Wildwood for a rally at the convention center. A former longtime law firm executive admits to stealing more than $1.5 million from his Morristown-based employer in fake bonuses and credit card charges for travel with his wife and family. John Dunlea also pleaded guilty to tax evasion of more than $22,000 for the credit card expenses. The state will recommend a 5-year prison term for the 61-year-old Westfield resident at his sentencing next month. A daycare worker in Morris County charged with assaulting a toddler.
Prosecutors say 38-year-old Christina Susco assaulted the 16-month-old girl at Mount Olive Child Care and Learning Center in late March. She's charged with aggravated assault and child endangerment. The center's executive director said Susco, who worked as a young infant caregiver, was immediately fired. She's been released on a series of conditions. Susco's biography on the Learning Center's website says she's a mother of three. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A 29-year-old ex-postal worker from New Jersey is accused of repeatedly breaking into U.S. post offices and stealing other people's mail. Zaima Johnson of Jersey City is charged with 6 counts of burglary of a post office. Following her arrest in February 2023, police found 38 debit and credit cards in Johnson's vehicle in the names of 36 individuals. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Two streaming rivals are teaming up, Disney and Warner Brothers Discovery, announcing Wednesday that they'll be joining forces to offer a bundle of Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max. It's not yet known how much the package will be, but it's expected to be available this summer. This comes as both companies, along with Fox Corporation, revealed a sports streaming service set to debut in the fall. On Wall Street, the Dow added 331 points today to close up at 39,387. Leaking water heater, clogged toilet, or your heating system not working? You'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com. The warm stretch is over as cooler temps prevail, but for how long? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.